The decision by Judge Eileen Cannon was expected. She'd previously indicated that the appointment of an independent arbiter, known as a special master, would be appropriate. But the scope of the special master's powers have raised some eyebrows amongst the legal community. The arbiter will be permitted to look through the over 11,000 documents taken from Mar-a-Lago and determine whether any of them are subject to attorney-client or executive privilege. Cannon was appointed by former President Trump and also blocked prosecutors from examining the seized documents further until the special master concluded an investigation. Legal analysts believe the Department of Justice may appeal against the ruling as it seeks to look into why the former president allegedly had a number of classified documents at his private residence. William Denzelow, New York.